3, 2, 1. Somehow the idea seems to have grown up lately that we need to protect people, especially our youth, from values and ideas that may not be popular or even correct. The thought seems to be that if we ignore values and ideas that are not our own, or even worse, if we actually hide ideas and values, they will somehow go away. Likewise, there seems to be a feeling that if we don't ask questions, if we just accept the status quo, or the popular idea, our lives will somehow be better. Actually, there are only a couple of things that can happen with ideas. If it's a wrong or bad idea or value, it will eventually be rejected. But if the idea or belief has some truth to it, people will select the good from the bad. The idea of individuals, not institutions, sifting through the myriad of messages we come across each day, presupposes a thinking, rational populace. It says each of us has the capacity to determine what is proper. It says people, not institutions, should be the arbiters of what ideas flourish and which should be ignored. But for this to happen, people must be allowed to ask questions, to probe for meaning, to seek clarification. We need people who will be allowed to ask why or why not. We need people who can ask, is what I'm hearing the whole truth? We need to ask, whose interests are being served here? Our country was founded by people who believed in the worth of the individual, who believed in the ability to reason, who believed in the open conflict of ideas. In fact, we need to be challenged in our beliefs and values. We need to encourage debate. We need to assure that every voice in the community has the opportunity to be heard. What we don't need is censorship at any level of society. I'm Larry Burris.